Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
From Atlanta, yeah, so Cleveland, been winning all the games in my division. Tell your missus not to miss us, she tripping. No Christmas for me, I'm already gifted. No disrespect to the spirit, intoxicated while I'm steering on the rear end. Shout out to my dog Venom, no spider. Think I'm about to smoke one, no lighter. Climb up as far as you can, but you can't catch it. Leave your red like the bright lights on exits. Almighty gang, 12 letters, my take for yours, wonder who sells better. Young college kid, but I never got a letter. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Bless up, then boss up, but if you walk up, I got something that'll off ya. Yeah, all I ever hear is bag legend. When you gonna stop doing this? When you gonna start doing that? When you gonna come see me? When you gonna come see her? Look, y'all need to understand something. Everything I do is work. Everything I touch is rare. Why you don't come around, Becker?
Because I'm rare.
Frivolous, later than your girl's period. But on the track now, so it's good. I'm rarer than a diamond, cause you know them diamonds aren't rare. Marketing invention, yet you see it and you all stare. But me, I'm more like a Tanzanite. Still thick cut, two C's, wash your pants twice. Put them double D's, girl, please. I'm from MI, but check out my CT. I put the weight of the world on the beat. Still bringing the pain, y'all know my name. Ravioulous entertains, and anything that I really want, I will obtain. You a baker boy, so we cooking up some flame. Dang, I'm worth more than a milli, so I rock. My words will take you to another world, like some chalk. Cause Rudy's got the chalk. With a dip, do I walk? Must because I got it in my sock. Nah, I'm playing.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Earth Mac, the mad scientist,
and it's your favorite girl from the D, Detroit Blue.
What up?
Not
what
yours,
up?
Though, what's but everybody. Happening?
What's happening? What you say just now?
See? It wasn't even actual shade, but I love how your tone of voice was defensive for shade.
Yes, I'm always defensive for shade.
No, I said everybody else's favorite girl from Detroit except yours.
Oh, word. Yes.
It felt like you were defensive for shade, and it wasn't shade at all.
Because sometimes, man, you throw some, you try to throw like jabs, like light uppercuts, though, like in the middle of conversation, like, and then like I won't pick it up, but I always pick it up though.
But they always land first.
No, I pick it up and I block it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, wait a minute.
No. By the time you try to block it, the laugh has already happened.
You know, I like how you say no. Like you've been a kindergarten teacher, like. Like, you don't tell these kids before.
No.
Exactly.
No.
No, I'm sorry. Not a teacher. A headmistress. Yeah. How about that? Getting fancy with it.
You're getting super fancy with it. Next thing you know, you're going to call me a chancellor.
You know what? That's an even better word. Chancellor. There we go. Chancellor. I like that. Chancellor Detroit Blue. That's what's going on with her, you know, her studio in her car and my giraffe in the backyard. That is what we're doing
with Jeffrey the giraffe in the back.
Jeffrey, not just any giraffe. Jeffrey for Toys of Us. He's already trained. He wears shirts and stuff. He's just depressed sometimes because his store closed, but whatever.
I heard they're actually trying to open some back.
But why?
Well, because people actually like Toys R Us.
But okay. Who play with toys these days?
Children do.
Okay. I get that. I get that. But I'm just saying, I haven't seen a kid pick up a toy and play with it in quite some time. Other than a Nerf gun. I've seen tablets being used. I've seen video games being played. But
that's what Toys R Us also sold.
Yeah, video games and such. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you already know, Detroit Blue, that those toys at Toys R Us was overpriced. They were expensive.
But that's actually one of the reasons why I did like Toys R Us, is because every once in a while there was something that was like a Toys R Us exclusive. So you had to go there. But not only that, but you kind of got a chance to get your hands on some stuff in a way that you might not necessarily be able to do at like Target.
This is true.
They would literally have sections in the store where some of the toys were actually laid out. Like, for instance, if you, if, like, my son for a period of time was really, really into train sets.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was a train set section in Toys R Us.
You know what? I really did like train sets too back in the day. I actually have a friend that still like build train sets. Like, that's kind of like his hobby. Mm-hmm. I really was fascinated with trains. Like, I really want to go on a train ride, like from point A to point B. Go ahead.
But if you walk into, but I was gonna say, but like, for instance, when you were talking about like who would go to Toys R Us, if you walk into Target sells train stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like little train sets, but they don't have a whole train section where there even is a section that has a little rug and a train set laid out on a table.
True. And Queen's Ransom says, can you imagine a childhood without a trip to the toy store? Man, that, listen, aisles and aisles of toys. You're swimming in toys. That's what I was doing. So, like, I'm saying.
Like, you're talking about who goes to Toys R Us. The kids are being deprived of a store. Target means that mom might make you go over there to go get some eggs and some cheese and, you know, figuring out a couple things for dinner. Or she got to go over here and go get some Tylenol. Mm-hmm. And now she's going to make you go look for, you know, some stockings for your Easter outfit. And then hopefully once you're done with that, she'll let you go over and check out the toys for a second. Toys R Us was a dedicated trip.
Just like Kmart.
Just for toys. Not like Kmart, because Kmart wasn't a dedicated trip.
Well, the Kmart wasn't a dedicated trip, but stuff in Kmart was pretty legit, though. And keyword is might. That's all caps.
But Toys R Us was a complete and total trip just for the kid to pick toys, to find the toys that they wanted. Like, it was just for that purpose. Even when video games became super popular, there was a section just for you to go over there and play video games.
True. Yeah, there was like a test section that you can knock out. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to speak on behalf of children. You know, I'm adult now, but still. The worst thing you can give a kid is clothes. That's the worst thing you can give a kid. Mittens, socks. Where my toys at, fam? What I'm going to do? I can't play with these clothes. Now, of course, the adult answer is, you're going to thank me later when it's wintertime or whatever the case may be. Nah, kids not thinking about that. Kids want something tangible to play with. And even though Toys R Us was expensive, like, you had to be on your absolute positively best behavior, because any little slip up you have with your parents, you will null and void your chances of going to the toy store. That's it. Because they don't really want to go there in the first place. So they look for reasons to actually not take you to the toy store. So you just do everything they say, and everything might be Gucci. And you might get taken to the toy store. Toys R Us, KB Toys, but Toys R Us was the tippy top. That was the pinnacle. A toy store, you know, genius, man. That is, but I blame Toys R Us for actually going under, though.
Sure. It was absolutely Toys R Us's own fault for going under. Right. But they have a new, like, they filed for bankruptcy. They shut down all the stores. But now they have, and Queen's Ransom said Amazon. Amazon did not help their case at all. Because now I don't have to leave the house. I can just order all the things and then they're just here, and I don't have to worry about going from this store to that store and availability and all of that. Like, I can just, it's just there and it just comes to my house. That's amazing. But for me, there's something to be said about putting your hands on something, especially before you buy it. Like, sometimes I still like that experience. I like the flexibility of having both. Mm-hmm. And I think that with the new ownership of Toys R Us, I think that they can look at, you know, kind of, okay, what did we do wrong? What happened? Why, you know, did they have to file for bankruptcy? Why did they have to sell? And then they can restructure and come out swinging and kind of give people maybe more of an interactive experience when they come.
Yeah, I would love that. I would love that. When did Toy Story come out? Did it come out in like 95?
Toy Story came out around, right around the mid-90s.
Around mid-90s.
My nephew grew up obsessed with that movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. I really did. I really love that movie. So much, in fact, that I actually got a Buzz Lightyear. I actually did get a Buzz Lightyear. I went to Toys R Us and grabbed a Buzz Lightyear. There was two different versions at Toys R Us, too. There was, like, the all silver. Yeah, like, he had, like, well, I wouldn't say silver, but I guess platinum colored. And he was, like, glow-in-the-dark. And then there was the regular one. I wanted the regular one. I wanted the OG. I wanted the original. That's what I had. So
the platinum one was the OG one?
No. The OG, the movie version of it. That's the one I wanted. I didn't want, like, the platinum one. I didn't want that. I did, you know, I was for nostalgia. I'm like, let me get that. He said, make sure you got the pop-out wings. Bet. All right, pop-out wings. I got it. We good to go now. We straight. So, I mean, there was some other things I got from Toys R Us too, but it was rare occasions that I went to Toys R Us. And of course, I went to the virtual world of Nintendo and Sega Genesis and all the other stuff. And of course, Toys R Us has those things. And I hope Toys R Us come back to prominence, because we have to bring back kids' nostalgia, kids' childhood, and, you know, make toys great again. You know, action figures and whatnot. We got to make it. We got to make it great for the chilling.
Did you just abbreviate children?
Yes, I did. Why are you coming for me?
You never cease to amaze me.
I do it every day, Detroit Blue. I try. I mean, sometimes I just wake up like, you know what? I'm gonna just make shit up today.
That's what I'm what it is.
Yes,
get up in the morning, stretch, yawn. I'm just gonna make some shit up today.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, some days I feel that way, and other days I'll be like, you know what? I feel like I want to start something today.
I feel like that is every day.
Yes, that actually, you are absolutely correct. It's every day. Like, it is every day that I want to start some static. That just, it gets me going. It gets me going, Detroit Blue. But
not,
you know what else?
People, it's just you.
It's just me. You know, it's just me. You know what else gets me going, though? Mm-hmm. This week gets me going because, as you all know, Justice League comes out tomorrow. And it seems to me Falcon Winter Soldier comes out the next day. Am I right on that, Detroit Blue? Am I getting my notes correct on that?
Your notes are correct. Today is Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We made Monday our bitch. We got
that's right.
Taco Tuesday. Today is hump day. And for Thirsty Thursday, we get Zack Snyder's Justice League.
That's right. We get Zack Snyder's Justice League. And off
and
air.
Then Friday, we then turn around. Oh, you got some rest because it's 4 hours. You get some rest after watching this 4-hour movie. Get up the next day. And you know what you get? Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Falcon
only problem
and the
is
Winter.
Is that the episodes apparently are shorter than they originally reported.
Excuse me?
Yep.
Like, how long are we talking here?
Like, basically the length of those last couple of WandaVision episodes.
Hold up, time out. Wait. Let me pause this music real quick. Hold on. We were told that
60 to 70 minutes at least was what
at
we
least.
Were originally told.
Mm-hmm. Because it was only 6 episodes, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yep. All of that.
Okay. See, this is how Disney gets you right there. This is how they get you. Y'all need all these little rumors come out. Oh, yeah, yeah. The last one's going to be an hour. At this point, I no longer believe anything they tell me about length of time when it comes to shows. I'm like, all right, cool, bet. Yeah, it's going to be an hour and a half. All right.
The episodes are set to be 45 to 55 minutes long.
Okay, I think I got an understanding of that, because usually an hour show without commercials is that length of time.
Sure. But don't tell me that the episode is between 60 and 70 minutes. And you know that Disney Plus is not showing me commercials.
Yeah.
And then only give me 45 to 55 minutes worth of content.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I don't like that. Pineapple. I get the benefit of the doubt. I get the benefit of the doubt, Detroit Blue. God, man, you shot it down. I try to be nice about it. You know, I don't always wake up want to start static. But you know, I do have a nice side of me. And I was like, you know what? Let's give it a benefit of the doubt. Maybe it's because of this or whatever the case may be. At least let me get the first episode an hour and some change.
So
you got some notes on Falcon Winter Soldier here. What else we got on Falcon Winter Soldier that comes
we
out
wanna
on?
Do Falcon Winter Soldier first, or we want to do Justice League since Justice League comes out tomorrow? We want to do. Do we want to do the short one first? And then the long one, or the one that comes out first, and then the next one?
I'll say the short one first, because, you know, then we can dive into the long one.
Okay. So,
enjoy not to.
As I mentioned, Falcon and the Winter Soldier is set to start on Friday. It's going to be on Disney Plus. From what I can tell so far, it's going to kind of be a similar situation where that kind of middle of the night, like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, is when the episodes will be available. So far, this is, of course, as we know, the second of the Marvel TV shows that is coming to Disney Plus, as a part of Phase 4 that's going to run through this year and includes six feature films. We've known that this was coming since Comic-Con 2018. They reported about it back in 2018, and it was confirmed in 2019 at Comic-Con. So it's going to feature Sam Wilson, also known as Falcon, and Bucky Barnes, who we know as the Winter Soldier. And this is going to pick up, similar to WandaVision, this is going to pick up right after Endgame. And this is where Sam and Bucky were resurrected after they were lost in the snap. And they're proceeding to help other Avengers take down, and then they were proceeding to take help other Avengers take down Thanos and his army. We'll get 6 episodes, and as of now, it's only running for 1 season. From what I can tell, the director is really, really hoping to get a second season. So far, the trailers, there's been 2 trailers that have been released for this. It definitely is coming across as a kind of a buddy action comedy. So there's going to still be some humor, but there is still going to be a lot of action. Bucky and Sam have not been paired together in this way before, so this is going to be interesting. We first met Bucky, because I was about to forget his name already. We first met Bucky in Captain America's First Avenger. In 2011, he was Steve Rogers' close friend. He was lost in that film and then reactivated as the Winter Soldier in the Winter Soldier. And we know that since then, there was a whole battle. There was a whole, like, discovery. He was in Civil War, where we kind of discovered more about the fact that he had been brainwashed, and they finally fixed that. He is a part of the Avengers crew. Not officially an Avenger, but he's a part of their army during Infinity War and Endgame. And then we kind of, know that somewhere in that period of time, he goes off to Wakanda.
Yep. Go chill out. With Black Panther and coming. So
we know that also Shuri was working on him during that time.
Let's not forget, like, Winter Soldier ripped Sam's wings off. But, carry on.
So, Shuri was working on Bucky. So, we also know that we cannot expect the exact same Bucky that we saw before.
True. Like, I mean, it's not the same Bucky. I mean, they did. Now, hold on. They did. It was paired before in Civil War because they fought Spider-Man together. And you notice that you see, like, this budding type of friendship between them two when they was in the back seat and they see Steve, which was weird, kissing, old girl. I'm like, and they were, so both of them is in the back seat, like, nodding their head, like, yeah, that's my boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we cool. But then they fought Spider-Man and they had, like, this dialogue with each other and, Sam, like, I really hate you. That type of thing. Like, listen, you ripped my wings off. You're going to have to see me, fam. Like, I'm going to have to get it back. I'm going to have to get mine back. I'm going to have to tag you back. And everything is chill. We can't just be like, you ripped my rings off and like, oh, you're a good guy now. Everything's all hunky dory. No, I got to sucker punch you. I got you.
Why do you have to sucker punch him though?
I got to, man. He ripped my wing off. Like, I was flying. He grabbed me with his metal arm and he ripped the wing off.
So, another surprise. This is something that fan theory won't have to happen. I think that we are, like, if you were paying attention to the trailers, people should already know this. But Baron Zemo is back. Air Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And so part of the confusion, the speculation, the what is going on, is that people, of course, are already saying, oh, well, clearly we have our villain.
True. Yeah, Baron Zemo. Good old Baron Zemo, man. Okay. I'm glad myself, Queen's Ransom, we actually watched Civil War together and Winter Soldier and all that stuff. And I'm glad I watched it for like a third time, because I was thinking initially that Baron Zemo was having some sort of redemption in a way, because, you know, he pretty much was in Black Panther's arms and, you know, he was kind of like, yeah, man, this is the pain that she was going through. I understand. It's going to kill you. It's going to hurt you. Whatever the case may be. You see him in prison and he just now, of course, the SHIELD agent antagonizes him. Well, I don't think it's a SHIELD agent, actually. I think it's like just a government official. It was like antagonizing him as he was walking away. And then Zemo had this look on his face like, yo, bro, I can kill you at any point in time. Come see me if you want to. So, yeah, at that point, he had a shot at redemption. Then the government official just antagonized him. And now he's back to being a bad guy again. It looks like there's some superpower beings around, too, from what the trailer is showing. Am I right on that?
There definitely seems to be some superpower beings. I think that that's also why from you know, the research, the things that I've been looking at, that's also why it does not seem very clear on if Baron Zemo is actually the villain. Because who are these other characters?
See, my thought process is that Baron Zemo actually created those guys.
That's my theory.
I'm gonna stick to that theory, you know, because, you know, it seems like Bucky was having a hard time on that train, and you know what, that probably was the payback Sam had. Like, man, that girl kicked your ass, and he was like hanging off the bottom of the train like he just let him get his ass whipped. I was like, all right, that might be his get back. That might be Sam's get back. And of course, wizards ain't a thing. Yes, they are. Dr. Strange, sorcerer, wizard without a hat.
So that is a very interesting theory. So there are even a couple of movies that people should make sure that, you know, if you need to have a refresher. I know that what happened as people were watching WandaVision, they were like, oh crap, some of this stuff I forgot. I need to, you know, at least run Age of Ultron back. To kind of remind you of where this storyline was, because, you know, there's a few years gap between all of that. So, before Falcon and the Winter Soldier, you may want to go back and watch Captain America: The First Avenger.
Yes.
Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Black Panther.
I think you can actually skip Black Panther when it comes to Bucky, because Bucky wasn't in the movie until like after the end credits. Like the end credits, I think.
And literally what this says is, on its surface, Black Panther might seem like a random addition to this list, but Bucky Barnes has spent a lot of time in Wakanda trying to regain control of his mind. And we see that T'Challa has gifted him a new vibranium arm. So we know, you know, that there's going to be some tie-in. And so I think that they're alluding to the fact that there may be some more information that's given in Wakanda about the use of vibranium and, you know, how powerful it is and how it can be used and the properties that may give us more information on Shuri and what her abilities are and how Bucky can really use that vibranium arm.
Although that would be badass if Shuri shows up in this show, though. That would be pretty damn awesome.
And it's not impossible.
It is also not impossible.
It says to watch Infinity War and Endgame.
I can see why, yes.
We're not done. Hold up, wait a minute. You thought we were finished. What? Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes. I think it's just Ant-Man, Ashley.
Nope, because... it specifically says Ant-Man and the Wasp. It says, because of the sequel, there's a villain, the villain, the Ghost, and her real name is Ava Starr. She has the power to phase in and out of solid objects following exposure to the quantum realm by experiments performed by her parents. And S.H.I.E.L.D. trained her as an assassin, but it was eventually revealed that her powers were also killing her. This led to Ant-Man's team sending Scott into the quantum realm to find a cure for Ava, but Thanos did his snap instead. We still don't know what happened to Ava following the blip, but it would make sense for her to show up.
Hmm. Okay.
Because there's also, from this list, there's also the potential, there's a separate list, but what they're kind of referencing is the fact that we need to look at the comic story and look at the background on the movies on what we might get in these six episodes. Spider-Man Far From Home is also on this list, and it definitely says it's optional to watch WandaVision.
Yeah, I would say that's optional, because I mean there was no remnants of Falcon or Winter Soldier in that, which is odd to me that like unless they're on like different parts of the world. You know, yeah,
that Falcon and Winter Soldier and Wanda and Vision are in different parts of the world.
Yeah, they got to be. For them to not know what's going on, and they're going around about the same timeline, like right after Endgame. It's kind of like, all right, maybe this will explain where they're at.
I think this explains the fact that Wanda took off and went to Westview.
Mm-hmm.
To this, you know, to this plot of land that Vision had acquired for the two of them to build their home. And so she kind of disappears and immediately puts the hex around Westview. But in the meantime, this is what's going on with Sam and Bucky. So I think the two are kind of supposed to be happening at the same time.
Okay, cool.
So it would kind of be, yes, they might have happened to here, but they probably didn't because they were busy with their own stuff. And now we're about to find out what their stuff is.
I'm cool with that. They're going to have to explain Doctor Strange to me, though. They're going to have to do that. Like, you got no choice but to explain Doctor Strange to me how this cat did not know all this weird shit was going on in Westview. Like, you just, like, when you were in the, you know, the Sanctuary Sanctorum, and you was like, yo, there's some weird shit going on in Westview. I'm going to keep reading my book. You know, I'm just astral project and see what's going on. Oh, yeah, Wanda acting crazy. Yeah, I'm going to stay in this mansion. I had enough. I dealt with Thanos. Man, she can handle it by herself. Yeah. That's what if they don't explain that, I'm going to just automatically assume that what Doctor Strange did. I'm going to just...
That he just ignored it?
He just ignored it. He just like, oh, yeah. I did sense something over there at Westview. But, you know, this book was so good. And I went outside to get me a hot dog at the hot dog stand. That's all I came to do. And I was just studying. Sorry, handle your own shit. I done enough. Good thing.
So as I was saying, it does seem like Baron Zemo is going to pose a bit of a threat, but part of it is figuring out, is he going to be the true villain? Sam and Bucky are going to have to deal with returning to their lives after losing 5 years, after the snap. This is also going to be Sam's opportunity to kind of adjust into what is it like to, you know, be Captain America or be in charge of the S.H.I.E.L.D. And what does that kind of mean for, you know, his role in the Avengers, the fact that, you know, the U.S. government and there's the Sokovia Accords. Mm-hmm. And then Bucky is, they're saying that he was put on this path of becoming the White Wolf. So he will finally put his Winter Soldier past behind him. So that also means that Bucky is in the process of this transition of this new role, this, you know, now he's not brainwashed anymore. So what does life look like for him?
Right.
There's also Sharon Carter is returning. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Sharon Carter. Yes, I do need. Yeah, that's the person name I'm trying to remember. But yeah, the one had the weird kiss with Steve Rogers. Yeah, he didn't really like he made out with your aunt, but whatever.
But now she's dead.
Yes, she's
and
gone.
Now she's gonna make out with them.
That's almost equivalent to Luke Skywalker kissing Leia in The Empire Strikes Back, and you find out later that oh yeah, Leia's your sister. Oh, really? Yeah, and you lean back like you was cool in the game. Like you kiss Leia, but you find out later that's your sister, man. Yeah, that's tragic. That's tragic. I don't know why I went that way, but anyway.
Anyway. So yes, those are kind of some of the things to expect out of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Again, that is coming out on Friday on Disney Plus. I feel like the Geek Corner, whether y'all have Disney Plus or y'all just got somebody's password, that's none of my business. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you guys are already equipped and have it. So just be prepared on Friday because we're definitely talking about it on Monday.
Oh, yeah. We are for sure talking about that thing on Monday, man. You got plenty of time. I will be watching Justice League over the course of the weekend. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be I'm in hearing things about Justice League, which we're going to cover that in just a few minutes. But Falcon Winter Soldier, I'm very excited about Sharon Carter coming on the show. I mean, you can't have Falcon Winter Soldier without having Sharon Carter. Now you got to have her. And then, I mean, seeing her in the trailer, she's kicking ass and taking names. And that's what Sharon Carter is all about.
But does she become the full-time love interest?
Of who?
Of somebody.
I mean, she literally kissed Steve Rogers in front of both Sam and Bucky.
I know. But now, Steve's gone.
Man, she out here being for the streets, man. Whoa.
Was she just into Steve, who was, you know, old and frozen? Or is she into Captain America as a staff, a record label, as a crew?
Like, well, I will say this though. She's been watching Steve on assignment for many, many months. So, I mean, you're right across the hall from that man. So, y'all speak to each other, y'all talk to each other. Then, next thing you know, it's been revealed that Nick ordered her to do that. But okay, you grew that attraction. Like, you knew full well who this guy was. This guy is frozen, of course, with Peggy being older she was. She's like, no, you can't have a life with me no more because you're frozen for X amount of years. I can't do nothing for you, fam. I developed my own family, got kids and all that other stuff. Go live your life. So
you feel like, she was an agent and she had her job to do and all of that. I feel like a heavy piece of her storyline was always this like romantic, like, oh, she was gonna be somebody's girlfriend too. The same way that, as an example, like Black Widow. Like, it didn't negate the fact that Black Widow was still badass, but she also was like, you know, the sexy one. She was still the, you know, multiple people, even some of the villains, were attracted to her, but she just ended up with this thing with the Hulk. So there was always like this, like, they never negated the fact that, hey, she's sexy, she's alluring, there's going to be that part of her story. So you think that they'll just skip over that part with Sharon Carter?
I don't think they will. I mean, but you got like 6 episodes. Like, what can you do in 6 episodes with her? I mean, I would be okay if she doesn't have a love interest, in all honesty, because she is an interesting character in her own right. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even say it diminishes her character if she has a love interest or whatever, but I wouldn't be upset if she don't.
No, and I don't think I would be upset, but I also think that what they've tended to do is that the at least the because there's less females, for the female characters that do have a love interest, they seem to just always have one. Mm-hmm. Not every female character gets a love interest, but the ones that do, they seem to just all, it's like always a part of their storyline.
Of course. Of course. I mean, now if you had to pick though, who would you want Sharon to end up being with?
I think if we're still going creepy, then it makes more sense for her to end up with Bucky.
With Buck. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's She's clearly weird. In the old dudes that were frozen.
Yeah, that just weird. But anyway, that'll work. That'll work. Now, here's the interesting thing here. A lot of people miss this part. When Captain America had his shield, people forget the fact that he has peak human strength. He has the strongest point of a human can get, like a limpet level, above limpet level. He's literally the strongest human, you know, on Earth, technically. So to throw the shield with, you know, pinpoint accuracy and for it to bounce back and come to you and catch that joint, Sam don't have those abilities. He don't have the shot. He ain't juiced. So how is he actually catching the shield? Oh, is he throwing it and Bucky is catching it? Oh, how does that work?
I know there's a part of the trailer where he catches it too.
Okay. That gotta hurt though. That has to hurt. And
do we change the rules? We change the owners of the shield. Do we change the rules?
You know what? Movie magic. Just chop it up to that.
Yeah.
Because that shield is such an improbable weapon anyway. Because you throw it, it doesn't just hit you and comes back to you. You can chop people's limbs off just by throwing it the way he's been throwing it. You saw how it just hit the tree. It got stuck right into the tree. Like, so you hitting someone with that shield and nobody's getting cut up?
Nobody.
I'm digging deep. I'm digging too deep.
Nobody.
I'm digging too deep. And here you go. Here you go, Keith Sweat. Here you go.
You put it out there. It was way too easy. I had to.
Man. Yeah, I'm digging too deep in the shield throwing situation. I'm just, you know, I know we all thought about this. Like, it's why do people not dead for throwing it?
That's why.
Yes. Yes, I do want one. And I'm very surprised that I didn't get one.
Are you that surprised?
No, I'm not surprised.
Like, let's be real here. You should not.
I forgot about it. That's really what it was. I really forgot about it. I forgot about the Captain America shield. Too late. It's back on me now. It's back. It's back. It's back. He said there's a deleted scene in Civil War when they did a tag team move with the shield. With Sam and Steve in Civil War. I'm interested in seeing that deleted scene. I don't think I ever seen that. And Bucky. Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah, I gotta check that out. I gotta check that out. But check it.
Neo 38 is about to really make me like take that whole like watch these before Friday. He's really gonna have me sitting up here trying to watch the whole list.
And you will. You probably will. Don't even front. You probably will. I mean,
look here. I was actually trying to shift in a very different direction in my Disney Plus watching. And I actually was in the process of trying to watch Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean is definitely a must. You know what? I love that. I would say trilogy, but it's not really a trilogy now.
It's four. Yeah.
Four. But I really do love Pirates of the Caribbean. Matter of fact, speaking of pirates, there actually is a pirate documentary on Netflix at this point. I know I mentioned Age of Samurai, but this actually talks about the rise of the pirates and their hub in Nassau, Bahamas.
Okay.
And how much money that they had in treasure, which was worth like hundreds of millions of dollars in current time. Like, these dudes had some serious treasure here. But I'm going to watch it and I'll give my insight on it. There's another Netflix show called High Rise Invasion. It's an anime. Some people like it, some people don't. But there are other stuff that's actually coming out. I forgot the name of it, but it is about this notorious Yakuza mob boss. Like, people thought he was dead and he just comes back and he just ends up being a house husband. That's all he does. He's just a house husband.
Okay.
He does things for his wife. Once I find the name of it, I will definitely tell you all about it. But Detroit Blue, tell us about this Zack Snyder's cut of Justice League, ma'am.
So first, I am still going to go with the fact that I think that the best thing to do, the best way to approach this, is to watch like roughly 2 hours of it, pause it, go, you know, do all, like, stretch, refresh your beverage, get some new snacks, you know, go to the facility, do all of those things. Give yourself like a good little, like, minimum 10-15 minute break. Then come back to it. Like, I am just going to personally, before we get into anything, I am just going to personally just recommend, plan to watch this in two parts.
That's the plan. We're going to,
I think. 4 hours is a lot. I don't want y'all losing the feeling in your legs. Don't go buy adult diapers just for this.
Buy adult diapers? Wow. I'm not going to the bathroom. I'm going to go right here.
Right. Like, I just don't want that to be you all's story. Especially because Geek Corner tends to share. And I feel like y'all would turn around and tell us, like, oh no, I sat there and watched for 4 hours straight. No problem.
With
and
diapers
I put on the diaper.
Yeah. No, yes, Geek Corner is not shamed about that whatsoever. He'll probably post it.
And that's why I just don't want them to do it at all. Like, don't spend that money on Grubhub for like a local restaurant to have a meal during the movie. Don't spend that money on adult diapers.
Yes. And the name of this, now before we jump back into Justice League, the name of the show, I'm telling you, it comes out on April the 8th. It's called The Way of the House Husband. It says, after disappearing from the underworld, the legendary Yakuza Tatsu, the immortal dragon, resurfaces as a fiercely devoted stay-at-home husband. Yes. And it is an anime. And you see him on a bike with groceries in his hands. Police walks up to him and say, hey, what's your occupation, sir? I'm a husband. He's still, like, he got scars. He got, like, little scars on his face. Of course, with the Yakuza, they are known to have tats all over their body. Like, all over the shoulders, the back, everything else. Like, yes, his whole back is covered in tats. So you already know he's been in the trenches and he is very, very notorious. He is very much feared in the world of Yakuza. But he just reemerges, finds himself a wife, and becomes a devoted house husband. He doesn't do anything else. No mob stuff whatsoever. He just cooks, cleans, makes sure his wife is taken care of. Goodness. Can you imagine that?
That is interesting.
Very interesting. And I will be watching.
Goodness. So for the long-awaited, long-anticipated, we are finally going to get it, and it is a marathon, not a sprint. Zack Snyder's Justice League is coming out Thursday, tomorrow, March 18th.
Tomorrow. And I know some people are going to be trying to stay up to like midnight at 3 a.m. to actually try to watch this joint. My hand's going to be itching, right? It's going to be itching because I want to watch this. And I will not be able to watch it until Saturday. But I will be streaming Saturday afternoon around the noon time frame. But after that, definitely going to be watching Justice League Snyder Cut. Me and Queen's Ransom have to allot the time here to
I need watch y'all to just movie. Make sure you include potty breaks.
Yes, we're definitely going to do that. So I'm going to just, yeah, we're going to have to strategize. Use our tackling fuel.
Oh, Lordy. So, once again, just like with Falcon and the Winter Soldier, coming out on Friday, this is coming out on Thursday. This means, to the Geek Corner, you have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to watch this. That means if you want to watch an hour a day, that's your business. But understand that on Monday, spoilers, conversation, discussion, we're going for it.
we are going to destroy all your expectations of not having spoilers.
Like, so just be prepared that this is what we're gonna do. So Zack Snyder's Justice League is apparently the story that they always hope to tell. This story, the Snyders, so Zack and his wife Deborah, because they were supposed to, well Zack was definitely supposed to be the first director and one of like the primary directors for these DC films and for Justice League. We all know that there was, you know, some family issues or whatever that caused Zack to pull out. We got the movie that we got in 2017 that we all wish that we could just like Men in Black erase it from our memories. But this movie is actually supposed to tell the story that they always wanted to tell, which is ultimately about the evolution of the characters.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard it got a pretty high rating on Rotten Tomatoes. As far as critics are saying, this is I wouldn't say a masterpiece, but it'll say some Marvel guys actually watched this movie and said, this is pretty masterful filmmaking.
Yes. So far, the critics, the people that are fortunate enough to have gotten a chance to see the preview, maybe even those people that just so happened to catch that glitch in the Matrix where HBO Max put it on one day last week accidentally. So far, the people that are watching it and coming back and giving reviews are saying amazing things about this. This version of the movie, of course, is going to feature different characters and different arcs than the theatrical version that we got before. And so this is really, it's going to be interesting. This is also in the midst of a 5-movie story arc for Superman.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah, so there's supposed to be a 5-movie story arc for Superman.
Just Superman alone.
Just Superman alone. As far as the DCEU movies go, there's supposed to be 5 movies that include Superman, and we are supposed to see the arc of his storyline and his evolution. So this is supposed to be like in the middle of that.
I tell you what. Depending on the success, as far as the geekdom world, looking at Justice League Snyder's Cut, depending on the reception that this movie gets, they might alter those plans. That's just my guess on that.
Yeah.
Because if this thing has a lot of success, they're probably going to give it to Zack Snyder to like to keep pushing forward with other projects that DC has and make it the way he envisioned it and keep on going. Because, okay, he hasn't been hitting all targets, okay? Like with Batman versus Superman, I think that was Zack Snyder too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
The uncut version was better than the theatrical version because the uncut version explained a whole lot more on why things were the way they were. So with Justice League, and this is an R-rated film, they might just branch out into other DC characters because there are other DC characters besides Batman, even though Batman's my favorite in DC. Superman, Green Lantern, Flash, you know, Wonder Woman. There's other like superheroes, you know, there's John Constantine, you got Justice League Dark, which I'm hearing that they are doing a series on HBO Max, which that would be pretty damn awesome. You have the Titans, you know, you have those guys, you have Booster Gold, which that would actually be pretty awesome to actually see because he's kind of like a intergalactic character. There's Lobo, you know, there's other characters they actually play with, right? You know, knock around.
And so, and so that was originally, so the five movie arc for Superman was actually a part of Zack's original plan. So I think, you know, there may already be some room for some adjustment just because this was kind of him trying to redo the movie that he was originally trying to do. So, you know, he may have reevaluated that in the past 4 years. Mm-hmm. But based on what, because they got a chance to interview his wife, Deborah, and she said, ultimately, this is all about how these characters, this story, Justice League, is all about how these characters become heroes and a team. And that was the story that he was originally setting out to give. This is really only part three of five, and there will be a cliffhanger at the end of this movie.
There will be a cliffhanger.
There absolutely is a cliffhanger at the end of this movie. Of course, they don't tell what the cliffhanger is, but I think, if nothing else, for me going into it knowing that that's the case is a bit beneficial, because I don't watch it and then get frustrated and upset and say, oh my God, what the heck is going on?
Right. I think, like, Zack Snyder takes his time. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, because he's actually trying to develop these characters, like, knowing this stuff helps out. Knowing that he's really actually trying to slow roll and tell you more about the Flash. And, you know, because we've seen Superman over three movies already.
Yes.
But we don't know that much about the Flash.
Here's something I want to say to the geekdom world here. DC and Marvel are two different entities here. Two different entities.
No, they're the same. They're the same.
They're the same. Like, you know, you're having the shakes in your closet because you want this DC movie to be like a Marvel movie. Nah. See, Disney hit a niche where they hit that perfect little medium where you cater towards people that don't read comics at all and people that read every single comic book known to man. And you put it together and they meshed it really well. They had way more hits than misses. DC is trying to find themselves. Like, they have had some hits, like with Wonder Woman, even though it was okay to me. Aquaman, semi-successful. Justice League wasn't all that terrible, but it was better than Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
So, to other people's standards. Like, when I watched Batman vs. Superman, I understood it. The whole Martha thing, I didn't like it. But other than... But
you don't like that story, everybody's mother's name is Martha?
Right. I was like, it's just really convenient. Weirdly convenient. But the pacing is different. A lot of people don't understand that DC is dark. DC is darker tones. And you have murders that happen. You have a tendency to have more R-rated filming when it comes to DC movies. It's not as family friendly, especially with Batman. I mean, let's be frank here. I wouldn't want to live in Gotham. I wouldn't want to live in Gotham. They asked me, it was a meme out. It was like, hey, would you rather live in Gotham City with Batman, or would you rather live in New York with all the Marvel, you know, villains and superheroes? I'm like, listen, I'm going to take my chances in New York. Because in Gotham, I'm going to get a security job, you know, a security job at like this plant or whatever, not knowing that the Joker is up in there just wrecking shit, right? Batman comes through the vent. He sees me, breaks my arm and my collarbone, all kinds of stuff. And I don't have a pension because it's my first day on the job. Now I can't get my kids anything for Christmas. Because Batman just went all ham when he went through the vent.
That was a very, very, very specific and detailed analogy.
You can't tell me that Batman out here is hanging people off the side of buildings, interrogating them, asking them, where is the Joker? Where is the Penguin? Where is the Riddler? And you don't know anything about it. They're like, bro, I just started this job, man. I don't know anything about this. He's not going to believe that. He's going to break an arm. And still continues to hang me over the side of the building. Now I got to go home to the wife and like, listen, I quit that job. As you see, Batman came through and he beat my ass. I just straight up, like, he came through the vent. Didn't see him coming. Next thing you know it, I was hanging off the side of the building. I don't know what you want me to do. We're going to have to move out of Gotham.
Another, as you speak of jobs and things, a really interesting thing is that the Justice League teases the Atom with a fake doctor's note.
Ooh, really?
There's a doctor's note that's written and it says, to whom it may concern, please excuse blank from work, school, / general activities, no matter how big or small they are, on Thursday, March 18th, 2021, as he, she, they have a sizable obligation to watch Zack Snyder's Justice League several times. In case you are unaware, This is a massive, unprecedented event. All the best, Dr. Ryan Choi.
Wow. Wow. I will say that Adam Whip can be a PG-13 movie. It's certain characters that can be PG-13, but there's others. You gotta have it rated R. Suicide Squad has to be rated R. It got to be. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I apologize for being on that Gotham kick. But you know, that's how Gotham is, man. You don't even have to work. And you know, Joker may be bored that day. He might be just walking down the street. Everybody's scared shitless of him. And then he just sees you and boom, you stab. You don't cut up for no reason.
And then there is also because people are always anxious for the next thing. People have already been really, really anxious to already ask about a sequel to this movie that has not come out yet. It hasn't even come out yet. But basically the producers are saying, hey, slow down, wait a minute, give us a second. We're not in any rush to start talking about sequels.
Right, like, you know how long we've been waiting for the Snyder Cut? Like, people have been asking, it was all over the Twitter machine, it was all over social media, all over other forms of social media. People was like, hashtag Snyder Cut. Mm-hmm. We get a date on this joint, now it's finally here, and I think people are going to watch it, and actually watch it all over again. Even though it's 4 hours. But
apparently people want the sequel already.
Yeah. Right, and people are already saying this thing is better. Snyder should have kept his hands on this. They should have just stopped production of this and just let Zach come back or whatever. And BC's like, yeah, he'll go to the DCU because of Harley effing Quinn. Not mad at it. I'm not mad at it. You got to contend with Poison Ivy, though, first, though. Like, you know, her and Poison Ivy got this thing going on. So you're going to have to fight some plants. Just go ahead and get your plant killer out there, because you're gonna have a hell of a fight.
BC says that he would go to Gotham just for Harley Quinn, though. Like, just for Harley Quinn.
No, he said he's down with the green too.
Right.
So you're just gonna get poisoned and stabbed. All right, bet.
Like, really, he could go either way.
Yeah, pick your poison. And pun intended.
Literally. Literally pick your poison.
But so
no. It's literally picking your poison, because you don't know how Harley's gonna kill you, but you know that it's going to be painful.
Yeah, for sure. All facts.
So you know how Poison Ivy's gonna kill you.
Yeah. All she gotta do is just touch you.
Right.
That is it. That is it. You are gone. But I think she controls the poison, like, in her body. Like, I think she can, like, withhold it, or whatever the case may be. Like, she can actually control how much poison she secretes, or if she secretes any poison at all. But I don't really know her biology or anything like that. But so it seems to me, what
she controls it.
I think she does, because there were scenes where
I just remember Robin doing the plastic lips. And that was how he kept her from getting to him.
Right. But remember, like, she was secreting poison, and it kind of like blocked that out from happening. But there have been scenes where she has kissed Harley Quinn, like, mm-hmm. full on kiss, and Harley is fine. But then again, Harley might be immune to poisons too. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Harley's kind of the devil.
Yeah, she's
I like it.
And BC's like, you know what? I hate cats, but I love Catwoman too. Throw her and Batgirl all up in the mix. Yep, BCU. Yeah, okay. BC's want all the femme fatales, man. They just want all of them.
All of them.
Like, that's crazy. You got a Death Wish, man.
At least you talked about, like, what job you would have and what working and day to day life would be like. And BC's is like, no. Mm-mm. Let me tell you.
Give me all the girls.
All the women that I want access to.
Yeah, just give me them. And I'll be fine. Yeah, I'm like, nah. No, you will not. Because somebody's going to get jealous, and then it's a nasty deal.
No, you got to make a choice. Because if you try to date more than one of them, you're going to be dead on day one.
Oh, of course. Except for Batwoman, you know, she doesn't. Batgirl, she doesn't kill. Or Catwoman. She's cool. No.
I don't even think that that's the case. I think that, for instance, if you're dating Harley Quinn, but if Batwoman wants you and you don't leave Harley for Batwoman, I feel like she might kill you.
Well, Batgirl's not really a killer, though. Like, I don't think she ever murdered anyone. Batwoman, however, she got guns, so she probably will kill you. Batgirl, right. Not so much.
Mio's 38 says he's about to get robbed, beat up, and poisoned.
Right. All three, man. All three. In that order, too. In that order.
Oh, and B6, you are not getting one date from each of them.
No.
By the time you attempted to have a date one with supervillain female number two,
yeah,
number one would find out and then they would murder you.
Like, you don't think that Harley gonna call Ivy up and like, listen, I done had this date with BC's, you're like, you know what, that's funny, I'm on a date with him right now.
I was just getting ready to leave for my date with him. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding right now? So
and then so like, she show up to the date and then they kill you.
Right That's
we'd miss you, BC's.
Yes, I have a cell phone blocker. So you gonna block out all things?
I would just reach out to your wife for all your hoodies, though.
Wow!
I could support them.
So he gonna put out like a cell phone blocker to block phone calls. Like, okay, now here's another issue we have. Now you think Batman ain't gonna notice a cell phone blocker? Now he gonna bust through that restaurant and figure out what the heck is going on, and then everybody's getting whooped. Everybody, including Ivy too.
Let's be real here. There's only like two restaurants total.
Right.
There's no like romantic lookout point or anything like that. Like, you really ain't got a lot of places to go. It's Gotham.
Yeah, not a lot of places. Not a lot of places. But now, so it seems to me that some people, now without critics being included in this number, that some people like me and you have already seen this movie somehow.
There definitely seems to be a few people that seem to be closer to everyday fans that have already seen this movie. I don't know how they've lucked up.
I think I might know, but I can't say it on the show right now. But
no.
But I think I know. I think
we don't want to open up the floodgates.
No. But just letting y'all know once again, those expectations of us not ruining or not spoiling Monday with Falcon Winter Soldier and Justice League, we would destroy all those expectations.
Yeah, no, all we're going them. For it.
We are going for broke. Like, we going all in. We going into the deep end.
Like, you I'm already preparing for my nap.
Right. Like, you thought this was shallow water. No, this is 8-foot pool right here. You better have your life jacket on. That's all I'm telling you.
It was a terrible transition, but in my head, I had already switched to that really bad LL Cool J movie and was thinking In Too Deep.
That movie was horrible, man.
It was a terrible movie.
Oh, man. Wait a minute. Is that the one with, is it Omar Epps?
Yes.
Yeah, that movie was just weird. It's just weird. It was just a weird movie.
It was bad. It's okay. Yeah. You can say it. No, it was bad.
That whole pool stick situation? Nah.
It was a bad movie.
Like, come on, yo. That's what we do when I end these streets.
Yes. I rolled the movie away.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. In Too Deep, man.
Sometimes you forget about the really, really bad one.
I do. Sometimes I forget about it. Because I was in a habit of, like, downloading a bunch of movies, getting a bunch of movies and stuff back on my external hard drive because I had to switch some stuff. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was not on the list.
I thought I was going to get fussed at again about the whole Super Mario Brothers on Blu-ray commentary.
Oh, I'm glad you say that because I'm definitely going to get Super Mario Brothers. Thank you for reminding me. Detroit Blue. Thank you so much.
That is not why I said that.
I'm just saying. I might have to put it on the wheel for movie night. I might have to.
Hold on. But that did remind me. Did you watch the last Blockbuster?
I did not. A part of me want to watch it with someone. A part of me do. So, I mean, I think I started like at least 5 seconds of it. I'm like, nope. Now, I think I want to watch this with Queen's Ransom. So there's certain things I would rather watch with her. So I'm going to just hold out. We might do that today, though. We might do that today.
It's really good. It's very nostalgic. One part that is not even remotely a spoiler of the concept of the movie, but it is something they talked about that I just want to ask you if you remember. Because they just went through this whole, like, asking people do they remember certain things and what were their, like, going to the video store experiences like. Do you remember what Blockbuster smelled like?
Okay. Last time I've been, I smelled, it had like a candy smell. Popcorn. Definitely smelled popcorn.
So that is literally a part of the documentary, is that they literally were talking to people and people were like, the Blockbuster had a very specific smell. See, and even Queen's Ransom said popcorn and candy.
Yeah.
So they talked about it. And so what was really interesting was the more they talked about, the more I was like, oh my God, it smells like all of those things. So you could smell the microwave popcorn. You could kind of smell the sweetness of the candy. But you also had like the smell of the plastic. Like you could almost smell that it wasn't just popcorn and candy. Like it wasn't the equivalent of walking into the concession section at a movie theater where there's popcorn and candy there. It was something a little bit different about this. And that's because there was also like this existence of the plastic smell. And they had the like ginormous printers that were there. Because they would print their own labels. Every time they got new movies, they would print their own labels on those movies.
You know, I always wanted to work at a video store. I always did. Never got the opportunity. Matter of fact, here in Columbia, there actually was a video store. I think it was Hollywood Video or Family Home. I think it was Family Home Video. I don't even know if it's still open or not. And if it's not, I'm highly upset because I would have gladly taken a job just because.
Oh, Queen's Ransom worked in a video store.
See, I am now jealous. My jealousy.
I never worked in one, but I also never wanted to work in one. I just thought it was cool to just like go like once or twice a week. I always imagined the fact that like I just was not as it. She said they even had a porn room in the back.
With the curtain? You talking with the curtain?
there was either the curtain or there was the weird like saloon doors. That was always the option. It's like, what? This is not okay. It's like, why are there saloon doors?
Listen, we did not have a porn room, right? But the porn was on the top shelf where you can't reach it. So they see. Here's the thing.
What if you brought your tall friend?
No. It was getting it to the point that you literally had to actually call somebody to actually get it. So that was very strategic, right? Because not only did we have Blockbuster, we had Ace Video, we had Finkley Movies, where it's movie gallery. We call it movie gallery. In my small hometown of Atlanta, South Carolina, there was two video stores. There was two. So whatever you couldn't find in the one video store, you literally walked. At least, I wouldn't even say a block. I would say just walk at least by a good 5 minutes, go to the next video store, and they might have it. And we rent it for a couple of days or whatever and then come back and drop it off. I will never forget it. I was at my aunt's house and I said, we used to get old wrestling VCR tapes. And that's where I used to get them from. And Queen said it was an entire room, 3-4 walls of porn, plus discount bins. There was discount bins of porn? Oh my God. Nah, we had no shame down here. There was no shame down here. You literally had to call someone to get the porn. Everybody saw you. Everybody see you getting the porn off the top shelf.
Thank goodness.
Now you got to get that long walk to the cash register and that long walk out and that long walk into your car. And now you're ashamed of yourself. And now you don't even want to watch it.
No. You bought it. You've got this far. You're still going to watch it.
Discounted buns. I think Queen Ransom.
I don't even know if she meant buns.
But it's so perfect though.
But it works.
This is a porn title if I ever seen it.
But I absolutely, for the sake of, because I know the Geek Corner is very into the nostalgia and the things that we grew up on, and because of that, I highly recommend watching the last Blockbuster on Netflix, of course, ironically.
Yes.
It is also become, they have a website, and I think the website is thelastblockbuster.com. They sell merch, which includes the fact that for like $2 you can get a Blockbuster card. So if you are really into nostalgia and you want to, and you don't know where your old Blockbuster card was, but you want one in your wallet again, you can order one. And then people apparently also, like, it's becoming quite a significant tourist stop.
Yes.
People are going out to Bend, Oregon. So that they can see the last Blockbuster.
I wouldn't mind making that trip, to be honest. I really would. I wouldn't mind taking that trip. They actually see the last Blockbuster.
When I saw that it was in, when I saw where it was in Oregon, I was kind of like, yeah, no.
Oh, man, you know, each his own. I mean, I just...
If it was closer to like Portland, then I would have like totally been like, yes, I gotta go, because I could go to the Nike place. One of my best friends lives there in Portland, and I could do all the things at the same time. Bend is, I think, roughly like 2 hours away from Portland.
Oh, I can do the 2 hour trip, man. I mean, we can do Bend,
fly across the country, and do a 2 hour drive.
Trust me, we have done this. Like I've done this, like. Like Queen's Ransom flew into Charlotte and we drove 2 hours plus some change to the mountains, like to see a waterfall.
But wasn't that like the next day?
Yeah, that was the next day, because you know it was my birthday, so we weren't going to travel 2 hours, you know, after I done traveled an hour and a half to get to Charlotte. Oh, that part of Charlotte rather. So we like, oh yeah, we'll do the next day or whatever case may be, because we're going to do something else for your birthday, that type thing. So But still,
in
yet,
my head, if I'm only going to see the last Blockbuster, like, no, I need to go from the airport straight out there and then back.
No. So you can make a whole day, you can make a whole trip out of that, because Portland is a city, right? So you're going to have fun in Portland, you're going to get do a lot of things in Portland, and then you allot a day where, hey, I'm going to drive down to Bend and see the last Blockbuster and take all the pictures I want to, and I think, you know, maybe rent a movie or something, you know, or watch a movie while you're there, because I think they do an Airbnb there for like a couple of hours or something. So
that's weird.
That's like a cool trip to make, and then you go back to Portland and continue to have fun, you know. There's ways around it. BC says our local movie store had that quote unquote hell room. Yeah, video stores I was at, they was at the Top Shelf. You had to take that walk of shame if you really, really wanted porn that bad in front of grown people. You have to call.
I feel like you have so much. You are shading people so badly.
I am not shading people. Let's just say I seen it happen, and the looks that these people got, it's like it's almost as bad as like, okay, you're going to get some maxi pads, but you male. And you just don't want to make that long walk. It's almost equivalent to that, but that's not on the same level as getting porn. It's just not. It's not on the same level. But you know, you have a certain feeling when you go out there and get that. But you're going out to get porn, the straight nakedness. You just want a DVD or video of straight naked people.
I did just look it up, and if nothing else, I do know that there is a video store that is roughly 15 minutes from my house.
What? You got a video store?
There's an open video store that is about 15 minutes. There's a movie rental place about 15 minutes from my house.
So what you gonna do, Detroit Blue? What are you going to do?
I don't know if I'm gonna go out there. Somebody even rated them and gave them a 5-star rating for their TV series DVD collection.
Holy moly. Okay. Wow.
Like, so, I am super intrigued right now.
All I'm saying is, you need to go.
I think that the next time you are in town, you should go.
Hold on. I gotta read BC's. He said, I went in that room all the damn time as a kid. Had no idea what I was looking at, but knew I wasn't supposed to be there. The last closest to me just said, yeah. Yeah. Curious kids, yeah. Man.
I literally was just, since we were talking about it, I just simply decided I was going to Google it. And so, yeah, it turns out there's a place that's called Video Exclusive.
That sounds like a porn place. Did it spell it with the X?
It's not just an X.
Okay.
So they spelled the word exclusive.
Okay.
I just
want to know, guys.
Yeah, like their Google ratings, it's like over a 4.5.
Okay.
Go check it out. What's funny is video stores are also starting to sell, like, have a CBD section.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. See, I feel like that's a lucrative business, right? You can have a video rental store with CBD oils up in there, and if you're in the state where, you know, marijuana is legal, sell some mm-hmm. weed. Sell some weed in there too, along with your movies. I'm just saying, and your popcorn.
Even BC said, forget a CBD section, give me a THC section.
Yeah. TSC session. That's it. Like, think about it. You know how much money you make? All right. You got popcorn. You got candy. You got all kind of like little foods or whatever you normally eat at for the movies, right? You got mm-hmm. your THC. You got your weed over here. Then you got the plethora of movies you can rent. So not only
a lot of movies that people, that only the high can appreciate.
Only the high can appreciate. Right. So You get the three pack, right? You get the movie, the popcorn, you know, and the weed for a special price, rental wise, and that's constant money. That's like perpetual ends, mainly because of the weed.
So I feel like you should just become an investor of a store like a movie rental place like that.
Queens Ransom said a porn cave could be very lucrative. I like
I'm
it.
Not doing this.
I'm wow. Bobby says, I'm in regular movies. But that works too.
No, y'all gonna make me have to take a shot.
Poor Kate. Welcome to Queen's Ransom, Porn Kate.
Queen's Ransom, oh my bad. Yeah, yeah. That's what we're doing today.
Like the Queen's Ransom Porn Cave. You can see all the nakedness and highness and the finest of greens. But wow.
Yeah, BC said he doesn't think it would be legal there. I don't think it would be legal there either.
But it's worth a shot. Yes, it is worth a shot. But I mean, think about it though. I mean, popcorn, edibles, you know. Ah, yes, edibles. Yeah, that's it. You know, little jelly beans, jelly bean edibles. You got like brownies. Like, hell, if you get some popcorn edibles or whatever the case may be, along with your movies, fam, along with your movies, man, that's money. She said, just call me headmistress.
Ha, ha, ha,
ha. Oh my gosh, man. But listen, please give us a follow on Instagram at Orange Phoenix Media. Do not forget to subscribe to our magazine, Orange Phoenix Magazine, at www.patreon.com/Orange Phoenix. Do not forget to join our Facebook community page, Orange Phoenix Geek Corner, people. That is Orange Phoenix Geek Corner. Yes. And as far as T Public is concerned, whenever those sales come up, I will post that on TeePublic. Do not forget, on Saturday at 8 p.m., Vampire Hunter D, Bloodlust. It's not a horror movie, by the way. It is a one of the classic anime films. This was Blade before there was Blade. I'll put it like that. Because D is definitely a Dampier. That is what Blade is. But this is Blade before Blade. And this is one of those classic films to actually watch. I know I took a break from streaming, but I will be streaming again around noon on Saturday. All right. I actually picked up StarCraft 2, and it's free. Those of you that like real-time strategy games for the PC, you can actually get StarCraft 2 for free, $99. Free, $99. And for you wrestling fans, Retro Mania Wrestling, I started playing StarCraft 2 yesterday, Detroit Blue, and I immediately fell in love with it. It's a game that I always wanted to play as a kid, especially in the PC world. And I just never got an opportunity to play it. And now I have an opportunity to play it. It doesn't take a whole lot of power to play the game, honestly, or to actually stream it. So I may stream StarCraft 2 on Saturday, or I may stream Retro Mania Wrestling on Saturday, but I will announce it beforehand.
Have you abandoned your farm?
I did not abandon my farm. I am still farming. Alpha Mike is still far ahead of me. He is probably level 182 by now. He was at level 60 last time I checked. But so he went way past me. Way past me.
That's crazy.
I'm going to get back on my farm, though. I'm going to get back on my farm.
Okay.
I'm going to get back on my farm.
You were working on getting a date for the dance, and then you just abandoned them.
No. Well, I didn't abandon. I'm going to come back to it. It's just that StarCraft kind of took my attention. I can understand. I will put it like this. For the WoW players, that World of Warcraft players, I actually understand why you are addicted to games like this. I understand. I purposely avoid WoW. I really did, Detroit. Mainly because I don't want to be addicted to this game. And I felt like StarCraft was going to do the same thing. But I really do enjoy that game, nonetheless. So, one of those two games I will be streaming on PC. So, it's going to be looking slightly different, but very, very excited. Am I missing anything else, Detroit Blue?
No, I was doing my normal check off.
Uh-huh.
And we you definitely covered all the things. And then we're back on Monday.
We'll be back on Monday.
To spoil Falcon and the Winter Soldier and the Justice League for anybody that did not go ahead and watch it over the weekend.
We will destroy it on Monday. Destroy it. Your hopes and dreams of us not spoiling it. You're going to go up in smoke on Monday. Just let you know we are prime and ready for it. We are ready right now. And we ain't even seen it.
We haven't even seen it yet. But we're ready.
We're ready.
Destroy all of your hopes and dreams.
Yes, that's what we
Although
do.
Although we also haven't seen it.
I woke up every day like this, and I get to put this out here in full splendor on Monday. I cannot wait.
You are so excited.
I'm very excited, man. Thursday, Friday is going to be litty. I'm just saying. But anyway, you guys have a great Wednesday, hump day Wednesday. Be blessed. Be safe. Y'all have a safe weekend. I will see you guys on Saturday around noon for the stream. And I also see you Saturday night at 8 p.m. for Vampire Hunter D Bloodlust. All right. So until next time, peace.
Hoodies. I didn't forget.
Jesus.